Second last question is really about IUCN's interaction with the World Bank and GEF and so on.
Yes, I was at IUCN when we decided to become one of the implementing agencies for the GEF, and it was a very tough, long process, but we got it. And I think we have been successful, and that's a great way to influence also our views on the politics of how this is done. And so I think that's another way of influencing the change. And I really think that the World Heritage Convention and the others under the UN auspices should have the courage to listen to the advice and change the format. I don't see why a convention that was negotiated in 1972 doesn't have the courage to modernize a little bit.
And how would you modernize it then?
Well, I would only meet every 2 years. I would allow countries that have fewer sites already recognized to put in more than two applications. And I think I would allow a formal and organized way that civil society can at least make a statement about the proposals, about the proposals of the advisory boards before the beginning of the committee meeting. And that would be a third way, so that the committee listens to the advice from IUCN, let's say, on the natural sites, and can have an opinion from a serious civil society group. On the other hand, there are probably too many civil society organizations now. I sometimes give lectures and I put up a slide with you know, hundreds of acronyms, and many of them have very similar missions, and they're competing with each other, and they're competing for funding. So I think civil society itself has to organize a little bit better. But I think, so I would say that it would be very good to have, if this World Heritage Watch could be a serious organization, I don't know enough about it, that could be the voice of civil society organizations interested in the World Heritage Sites to give their views on the, not just on the nominations, but on the advice coming from the advisory bodies. Hmm. I think that would be very, very useful.